Good morning, a Monday morning. Joining us, Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Morning, Dave.
We are going to start with Long Island because there's a big groundbreaking scheduled for today. Yancey, explain what's going on and how it has more than just a Long Island implication.
What's happening today, the invitations have all gone out to important guests all around Long Island. The scheduled groundbreaking of the new arena for hockey's New York Islanders has been set for this afternoon at Belmont Park, which has long been the home of one of the sites of horse racing's Triple Crown and other important horse races. This has been a long-anticipated project for the Islanders and for hockey. It's going to bring the Islanders back from Brooklyn to the island. It's going to cost about $1 billion. It's going to take about 2 years. And then it's going to set off some other questions about gambling, horse racing, upstate casinos, and downstate casinos. As everyone who follows the subject probably knows, the state still has authorization to bid out and authorize 3 new downstate casinos, which could happen in 2023 or maybe earlier. There's groups are pushing for it earlier. At the same time, business groups on Long Island are pushing for the consolidation of racing at Belmont and moving all the downstate racing from Aqueduct just to Belmont and making that sort of a sports destination, and leaving Aqueduct, which already has video slots, as a potential casino location. It would make sense in some ways, since horse racing has been shrinking, to put it all on one site. But then you'd have a lot of other questions. Who gets the downstate casinos? Would Aqueduct get one? What about other competitors like Sands and MGM, who also want one? And do you authorize and open these downstate casinos when it really might hurt a number of upstate struggling casinos?
Right, because the revenue we've been seeing is down at many casinos.
That's right. All of the new casinos have been under projections, but they have been providing jobs in some of these locations. The state might look at it and get more money from downstate casinos because it's more lucrative markets, but what would be the long-term impacts for some of these upstate locations?
And as I understand it, Yancey, the slot revenue helps keep and prop up the horse racing industry.
That's right. It's all sort of intertwined. Look, horse racing, like some other sports, has been declining interest over time since, you know, the 40s and 50s. It's gone steadily down. One of the reasons why folks are pushing for a consolidation of one downstate racing site is precisely that. Does it make sense to operate 2 downstate tracks less than 10 miles apart in Queens and Long Island when the long-term trend for horse racing has been downward, let's face it. And like I said, then what do you do with Aqueduct? Would it be an empty site? Well, no, of course, Genting, the company that runs video slots there, would want a casino there, and that would set off a lot of fierce competition for the 3 downstate casino sites.
Yancey Roy brings us the news on Monday from Newsday. He's the Albany Bureau Chief. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.